I want to do is go through what we've found to date and the material that you've worked on, because as a knowledge mobilisation exercise, this is your material and your ideas. So first of all, we wanted to explore the notion of home. And I think what we've discovered is that home is, as an idea, is exceptionally complex. It's multidimensional. It's highly personal. It changes over our lifetime. And it's both real and also imagined. You know, the issue of nostalgia is actually quite important and something we need to think about. In terms of what you found, let's just go through some of these slides. This was the one about home, and this was the big sort of pile of material that we had. And these are all, the stuff I'm talking about is the personal stuff. Relaxation, nourishment, reviving, haven, privacy, warmth, comfort, peace, quiet. What's that one? Sanctuary, retreat. And that, I think, is quite intriguing, because if you're trying to measure something around home, you've got to deal with that. And that is highly personal. It's about a retreat, it's about going away, but it's more than that. If we just, the one thing that I suppose in most academic literature I've read around the home, nobody ever says love. It's a kind of word that just does not appear. So there's an issue around love. There's an issue around that space. And then in terms of other aspects, this is the one that academics focus in on a lot. Ontological security, they call it. Safety, security. And it's there. It's a beautiful butterfly, as you can see. It's measured, but you could see in terms of the other notions of home. But we've also got aspects of home which are quite personal that we talked about. It's about where I am, me, identity, freedom and expression, creativity. And then, you know, some of you will remember whoever wrote that one, a place that makes sense and a place where I make sense. So that, again, is quite personal. The next aspects, these are the weird ones. This is the housing type of aspects that kind of popped in there at last. You know, belonging, personal space, shelter, storage, familiarity. So these are the kind of building type stuff. And then if we move on to other aspects, this was another big, huge one, which is about family. You know, base camp, welcoming, you know, launch pad for my life sort of thing. And I loved all these ones, messy, fun, busy, noisy, insane. People, neighbours, friends. So you've got all of that going on in home. So, you know, it is complex. It's not necessarily always that positive. You know, home, lost it, miss it. Place of conflict, place of control, a cost. But they're not major. These are not, in terms of the group working through, the big ones are about the personal aspects. So what we wanted to do is then take you on to looking at well-being. And what do we think well-being means in that sense? Again, it's complex. And it was quite funny, one of you said to me at the end of it, of course it's about health, wealth and happiness. It's like, you know, a speech at a wedding. Wish you health, wealth and happiness. And in a sense, part of it is. What we discovered is that in your understanding of well-being, health and happiness are important, massively important. Wealth, not so much so, which is interesting. Again, if we look at some of the material that you generated, this is the same thing on well-being. So good health, happiness and contentment, and then you've got this friends, family, relationships, neighbourhoods, and I thought that was also about being socially connected. So this thing about family, social connections, good health and happiness, these were the big ones that came through. Health is big in well-being. You know, needs-based support, pain-free, mind and body balance, and then you've got exercise, fitness, mobility, diet, and then emotional coping, resilience, self-esteem, all of that. Mental health, physical health comes through in well-being very, very strongly. The next one was in terms of, this is about you being fulfilled, comfort, respected, encouraged, belonging, appreciation, independence, about your place within society, about feeling that you are somebody of worth and people respect you for that. But that's all about that aspect of your mental health, if you like. The other aspect is all this thing about learning, growing, balance, feeling creative. You know, the creativity aspects of well-being come through really strongly. So we've got personal health, mental health, but we've also got this thing about development and growth. And then finance, health and well-being. You know, if I say finance, not that big. You know, we've got a few pieces here. You know, a bit about quality of life. I'm trying to bring them together, successful. But very small. Wealth is not seen to be the major thing around in terms of well-being. A wee bit about safety, security and control. We always seem to have that. But not too much on that either. And the openness. Again, a lot of people talk about well-being in the green environment. For most people, it's not as major as I had assumed it would be. Issues around sunshine, open air, rivers, green spaces. It's not as big as the personal within the well-being context. And then last session, that was the first session. The second session, we tried to tune in on neighbourhood, trying to bring some of the well-being and the health things together. And what do we discover in terms of neighbourhood? Well, yes, it's also complex. What we discovered is that neighbourhood actually divided you quite a lot. It wasn't, you know, in terms of home was quite strong. There was a wee bit of negativity around home. Well-being was a lot about your personal life and about how you engage with different people. Now, the neighbourhood, to me, is something that's fundamental because your home is located within a place, but neighbourhood destroyed it. And in a sense, this is, to me, one of the big policy things. We are getting neighbourhood seriously wrong. We are not doing it well. But core elements of well-being, we've got the green elements, and the core elements will come on. We've got urban elements, but we've also got this polarisation. So let's quickly resume. And the Mill of Mains people will be familiar with the latter end of it. So anyway, you've got issues around welcoming, safe, respectful, comfortable. I quite like this because you had this safe, friendly, nice neighbours, all of that. And then you obviously had some, it's comfortable, respectful, polite, but not friendly. And that, you know, that's obviously Presbyterian Scotland. And then we're down here. Quiet, 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 quiet. And then, what do we then discover? We've got a green, rural, old, tranquil type of... And that, in a sense, that seemed to be a kind of ideal that people liked. And then the reality for most people was this. So you've got noisy, busy, convenient, mixed, mixed people, diverse, convenient, 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 convenient. So there's a big thing about neighbourhoods being about convenience, about noisy and buzz. People both like that and dislike it, but in general, people like this, that the idea of mixed communities, ethnically, tenure-wise, otherwise, and the notion of convenience. But then we also had this aspect, which is the negativity of neighbourhood. No way out, unrest, isolation, isolated, divided, rundown, no privacy. And then you had this sort of planning world, the toy town, where giants live. I like that one. Resilience and emotional potential. So there's potential to improve the neighbourhood, but this is, and a lot of this is about the regeneration. A number of you have been involved in regeneration projects and you know what that is about. But it's not just the two or three people from Mill of Mains that have gone through a hellish regeneration project, it's others that feel that. So neighbourhood doesn't seem to gel as well with home and well-being. Neighbourhood is kind of different. So what we want to try and do today is to try and tie some of this up and explain how do we change that and how do we show that we're changing that. So there's issues we felt at the last session around autonomy and empowerment, issues about choice, if you had wealth or power or whether you didn't. So there was a social dimension to it. And then there was a personal development, people, density, social connections. And then there was a green space, physical connectedness of it. So, we're now passing on to you. We want to look at some of the issues today which look at voice, control, engagement, self-identity, life course changes, ideals, realities, connections and relationships. And I think what we're trying to do today is to pull out some of these connections so that we're able to show how significant home and neighbourhood are to well-being. You know, if well-being is very personal, you can see that what we need to do today, though, is to try and make these connections and also show how we can detail and trace how that these changes have happened. And a lot of it is about emotions. So the challenge is, how do we actually measure? How do we take that forward in terms of that? So we want to acknowledge what's important of well-being, but at the same time, we're going to try and tease out how you measure that. How do you show that you're achieving that?